We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service, upright men, each able, at the slightest hint of scandal, to clap his hand to his head and say, there's nothing in it. Our story is carefully studied by top executives, and if anything is missing, they will not rest until they've found it.
I don't know where it is, man. Could it be there?
I don't think so, too. No, if you ask me, it's over there.
Oh, dear. It's always tricky, this spot the football contest. Oh, dear, it's always the same. General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb speaking.
Pitkin here.
Must be the under permanent secretary, too. You've gone quite white. Oh, let me have the permit. Hello, Sir Gregory.
Well, Linux Brown, where have you put that airport, eh?
Airport, Sir Gregory? Why, is the one missing?
The new one, man. London's fourth airport. You were given the job of finding a site for it.
Oh, that airport. Ha ha. Yes.
You're supposed to tell us where to put it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, the matter's in hand, Sir Gregory, yes. We were just conducting a detailed search when you rang, as a matter of fact. Weren't we, too?
Yes, indeed we were.
Well, hurry it up. The minister wants a decision. At this rate, you'll have the aircraft queuing up to land before the blessed thing's built.
Oh, dear. Tell me, too, have we done anything on this airport business, finding a suitable site?
Well, almost. We did start looking, if you remember. Uh-huh. Then Mildred came round for the tea money and drove it clean out of our minds.
Yes, I remember. Yes, well, we better get weaving, you know, my dear chap. Now, let's have a look at the map.
Yes. I don't know how we ought to go about this thing.
Ah, well, now, that's where my experience with town and country planning comes in.
Oh, good.
Oh, my word, yes. Yes, we always use this handy little device.
Ah, yes, the pin. I'll close my eyes and stick it in the map.
Good man.
Yes. Right, how about there?
Yes. Well, it's an interesting suggestion, too. London's fourth airport in the middle of the Bristol Channel.
Oh, silly me. Well, let's move a bit nearer. How about there?
Yes, well, now that's more... No, no, wait a minute. Huh? No, on second thought, that area is quite unsuitable for the busy airport.
Why?
Because the minister's got a weekend cottage there, that's why.
Oh, well. One more try.
Right.
There, how's that?
Ah, yes. Well, now, how far is it from London?
About an inch and a half.
Oh, that's very handy. Very handy. That'll do splendidly. Right in the middle of a green bit, too.
The only thing is, there seems to be a village there. Bramble Bumpstead. That'd have to be demolished if we put an airport there.
Oh, that's no problem, too. A couple of bulldozers, stick of dynamite.
But won't the villagers mind having their houses flattened?
Oh, I shouldn't think so. After all, it's progress. Sure, they won't argue with progress.
Gentlemen, please, can we have a little order?
Bramble Bumpstead must make a protest. I say we march on London and teach them jumped-up townies a lesson. To hell with a lot of them.
Quite, quite. Well, thank you, Vicar. Nice to hear the moderate point of view. Does anyone else have anything to add about this ministry decision to build an airport here at Bramble Bunstead?
I say he's right, Squire. They'll soon change their minds if we use his force.
I can't agree with you there, Whatnucket. I say we should try and talk them out of it. In fact, two ministry officials are coming here this afternoon to discuss the matter.
Waste the time. Give them a good thumping. Take them a lesson, I say. Tell you what, Squire. You try it your way, and we'll try it ours.
Ah, here we are, one. Bramble Bumpstead. Quaint little place, isn't it?
Yes, lovely Tudor cottages. Look at that old church over there.
Ah, beautiful.
Oak tree on the village green.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. This should all come down easily enough.
Some of the locals don't seem too keen on the idea.
Well, that's why we're here, isn't it? Oh, my word, just jolly them along. Smooth things over, you see?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, there's the village pub, yes, with a crowd of villagers outside.
Do you think they've guessed it's us? I mean, they don't look very friendly.
Oh, nonsense, nonsense. They're waving at us, aren't they?
Yes, with pitchforks in their hands. One or two of them are shaking their fists.
Well, it's probably some quaint old rural greeting. Yes, I expect they'll start to dance in a moment or two. Yes, I'm sure you'll get on with them splendidly.
Yes, I will. What about you?
Ah, well, now, I thought I'd tackle the difficult part of the job, you see, too. Talking to the squire up at the manor house. Now, you stay here and explain things to the locals. Fill them in.
Yeah, if they don't fill me in first. Oh, I don't like the look of them.
Oh, don't worry, too. You do get excited. Look, if they use violence on you, I shall call for a full report.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, I can't say further than that, can I?
Yes, but you...
Yeah, well, go on. No, get out. Well, I mustn't keep the squire waiting.
Oh, go on, sir. A drop of the old scrumbling craft. He'll never hurt you. Hey, another point of rough cider for the ministry, man, Ma.
All right, old boy.
Now then, Mr. Lamb, you were saying...
Was I? Oh, yes. You yokels are far friendlier than I thought you'd be, you know. Splendid cider, though.
But you was telling us about your office in London. Like, who decides things and that?
Ah, yes, so I was. Well, I don't like to boast that I'm the decisive one. The other chap, well, he usually falls in with what I say.
Oh, so you were the one who decided to build this here airport, eh?
Oh, yes, that was me, all right. We'll bring the bulldozers in any day now. Crunch, crunch, smash, smash. Ooh, I love watching those big steel balls crashing into buildings, don't you?
Steady, lad, steady. Well, now, Mr. Lamb, if that's your final decision, we feel we'd like to make a sort of gesture. Show you a few of our local landmarks and traditional customs before they all disappear.
Ah, you're trying to get round me. It won't do any good, you know.
Well, maybe not, but it'll make us feel better.
Well, if you insist, it might be fun.
Oh, it will. It will, sir. Come on, lads. Help him to his feet.
Oh, my word, you are keen to show me round. My feet hardly touch the ground there.
No, sir. 'Twas in this very courtyard that the village folk used to punish evildoers.
Did they?
They'd sit them in these here stocks.
You mean like I'm sitting now?
Exactly like that. And then they'd fasten this here piece of wood across their legs.
Yes.
With this here lock and key.
Oh, fascinating. One can hardly move.
Of course, the worst part of it was when the local rowdies used to gather round and throw rotten tomatoes and eggs and the like. Well, I never. Here's a couple of crates of rotten tomatoes and eggs right here.
I must say, Squire, you keep an excellent table.
A little more pheasant, Lennox Brown.
No, thank you, no. Perhaps another glass of that delightful claret.
Certainly. You like it, eh? You don't think it's a little precocious?
Oh, no. Whimsical, perhaps? Oh, yes. But then I like my claret whimsical.
Good. We'll have our brandy and cigars in the library. Then we can get down to discussing this airport business.
Oh, my word, it's all work, isn't it? I have to handle the tricky side of things, you know, while my number two enjoys himself with the local.
Okay. Oh.
Sometimes I think I'm too easy on him. Much too easy altogether.
Dear me, I'm sorry about that, Mr. Lamier. Let me wipe that rotten tomato off your face.
Never been treated like this in all my years.
Well, it's just an accident, you understand. Old Ebenezer got carried away. A great feeling for the authentic local customs he has, you know.
That's all very well, but who threw all those eggs?
Ah, well, that were one or two rowdies. They'd had a few drinks, you see.
Oh,
well,
see.
Now we'll show you another of our quaint old historic customs.
Oh, no, please.
Hey, come along, lads. Guide the gentleman over here.
I'm sure it's very interesting. All right, you don't have to push.
Oh, very traditional this is. Just here, by the village pond.
I see, yes. It's a seesaw, isn't it? I say, why is there a chair on the end over the water? No, I don't think I really want to sit in it.
Oh. Yes, no doubt about it. I'm sure the villager will be taking good care of your colleague. He'll be up to his eyes in local hospitality by now.
Ah, good, yes. What a magnificent view you have from this window, Squire. You can see the whole village laid out like a great
Hello? Seems to be something going on down there.
What? Oh, yes, round the village pond. Quite a crowd gathered. That's where the old ducking stool is, you know.
Well, isn't that nice? Yes. I expect they're showing my number two, one of the local custom. Yes, indeed, from here it looks as though they've some sort of a stuffed dummy in the stool. Well, it's quite realistic.
There it goes now, right under the water.
Yes, quite a splash. My word, I hope my number two got a good view of it all. Yeah, he does enjoy this sort of thing, you know.
He's coming up now.
Ah, so it is, yes. I think the dummy's rather the worse for wear, too. It's sagging a bit, isn't it? Probably waterlogged.
And down it goes again.
Well, this is all very pleasant, but I suppose we'd better get down to talking about this airport.
Yes, of course, Lennox Brown.
Can't waste time watching two enjoying himself. Yes, thank you, I will have another brandy.
Oh, dear, dear me, I am sorry about that, Mr. Lamb. Here, let me take that water weed out of your ear.
I'm soaked through.
Well, it was all an accident, see? Another accident. That old ducking stool ain't reliable no more. Now he was took right aback when it runs you under like that.
Just look at me. I must say, I don't care much for your local customers.
But that's because you ain't seen the most interesting one yet.
No, I refuse.
Chicken in the barrel, we calls it. Oh. Very colourful. You see, we gets a large barrel.
I don't
and then
care.
We half fills it with rancid chicken fat. Oh. Now, this is going to interest you, Mr. Lamb. Yes, you'll enjoy this.
The Bramble Bumstead is ideal for London's fourth airport. It was only chosen after very careful study, of course.
Hello. What are they up to down in the village high street?
Yeah, they seem to be rolling a large barrel along between those two lines of men.
They're all whacking it with long wooden staves.
Yeah, gathering speed down the hill. Yes. Yeah. I can't see my number two about, but I expect he's in there somewhere. Circulating. Now, what was I saying? Yes, we regard Bramble Bumstead as just the place for this airport.
Well, if you say so, Lennox Brown.
Yes.
Of course, we simple country folk can't hope to argue with you top technical brains from Whitehall.
Yes. Well, I mean, we are paid to know best.
Yes. No doubt you'd have thought of a way round Clause 54, Subsection 2B in the Non-Urban Development Act.
We will. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, more than likely. Yes,
and, of
yes,
course,
yes.
You'll have made provision to repeal the relevant statutes which prohibit development of lands granted under charter by Charles II.
Oh.
Paragraph 18 of the Local Amenities Act may give you trouble, though.
Will it? Yes. Oh, yes. Well, I did say to my number two we might have trouble with that.
You certainly don't mind taking on a lot of hard work.
Hard work? Oh, dear. Yes. Well, now, look, I've been thinking, Squire, perhaps it isn't quite fair for us technocrats to come down here and impose our plans on the simple community.
Oh, well, that's very flexible of you.
And, of course, there are certain technical snags to putting an airport here.
Oh, delighted to hear it.
Good thing we haven't gone too far. Yes. Well, we'd better be getting back to London now, I think. I'll pick up my number two on the way.
Well, it's been very pleasant, Lennox Brown. Let me show you out. I'll have your car brought here. Good heavens. What on earth is that stumbling up the drive?
Oh, some sort of vagabond by the look of him.
It's me, one. Oh, thank goodness I'm safe at last.
Two? Good gracious. Well, what have you been up to?
Well,
your clothes are in a disgusting state.
Yes, but
tomato, pondweed, and you're all covered in grease.
Chicken fat. Well, yes. Well, it's a long story.
Yes, well, another time, too. We must get back to London now. I must say, you're setting a very bad example for the locals going about like that.
Yeah, I'll explain it all in the car.
Oh, no, you won't. No, you're not coming in a ministry car in that state. Tar on your face, feathers in your hair.
Yes, but
you will have to find alternative transport. I'm sure the squire here can lend you an old bicycle or something.
Oh,
and don't be late in the office tomorrow.
And he wrote them white all fellas, goes back to London last week and says, we have decided Bramble Bumstead may not be suitable for an airport after all. It's all here in the paper, Mo.
Fancy that. Bramble Bumstead in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Here, do it mention old Ebenezer falling off his bike last month?
No. The London reporters must have missed that scoop. Yeah. Just a photograph of some minister and a bit where he says, One of the factors we must consider is the high compensation we'd have to pay.
Compensation? Here, ain't that what you had when you weren't regular-like?
No. That were conflagration I had. Ah. Compensation is like money. Money? I hear that ministry fella never said nothing about money.
Go on, Walt. You read it out. You read the proper truth.
Bramble Bumstead is on valuable land, said the minister. And we'd have to pay the local residents a total of over £2 million.
£2 million? Here, Walt, you know what I'm thinking.
Hey, if you're thinking what I think you're thinking what I'm thinking.
Good morning. Usual, please, Marl. Morning, what? And what's what with what this morning?
you will have your little joke, Squire, and it's always the same one. But while you're here, Squire, you could give us a bit of advice.
Watt and me was just talking. Maybe we shouldn't have done what we did.
Maybe we all been a bit hasty. Now, it says in the paper they'd have paid us good money if they'd built their airport here.
Well, that says maybe what, but money can't buy traditions. The beauty of the rolling countryside, the scent of honeysuckle in the hedgerows.
£2 million.
Good Lord, we have been hasty.
Well, can't you get them back here, Squire? Sort of change their minds again.
Tricky. They wouldn't like being missed about.
£2 million, Squire?
Yes, they just might come if we could think of some pretext. Something quite unconnected with the airport. We could reopen that business once they were here. Now, let me think.
The minister thanks you for your litter of yesterday. Oh, dear. I can't read my own shorthand. That must have been a squiggle, not a scroggle.
They are mine, Mildred. Nobody reads them anyway.
Oh, don't be like that, Mr. Lund.
Well,
I don't know what's got into you. You've gone all broody since that Bramble Bumstead business.
We should have built the airport there. Just think of it. All those cottages flattened, swept aside, crushed.
Well, I suppose they was a bit rough on you. Here, if you tell Mr. L.B. about all of it.
No, I decided it would be more dignified to overlook the matter. Sighty, he wouldn't listen. Didn't seem interested.
Oh, two, come into my office a moment, will you?
Right-o, one.
Now, I've just had a letter from Bramble Bumstead.
Oh.
Yes, from the Squire. Yes. He's kindly invited us to go down there for a few days.
Oh, no.
Yes, I thought that would please you, yes. Yes, it seems they're holding the Bramble Bumstead Games next week, and they wanted somebody important to help with the prize-giving. Add a bit of prestige.
Yeah, but the Bramble Bumstead Games?
Oh, you've heard of them. Can't say I had. Apparently it's an annual sporting contest to find the village champion. One of those local customs you're so fond of.
They're not getting me down there again. I won't go.
Now, Tools. Very conscientious of you. But a break will do you good, you know. You've been brooding a lot lately.
Well,
yes. After a week in Bramble Bumstead, you'll be a different man.
No, please, one, not that.
Look, if you stay in the office alone, you'll have a lot of tricky problems to deal with. The Wilsdon sewage file.
Oh, dear.
The project to get hydroelectric power from the Serpentine. Yes, there's a lot of work to be done. Good time to be away.
Oh, all right, I'll come, if I must.
Capital. Get Mildred to arrange transport, will you? Yes, I'm quite looking forward to it. What a splendid meal, Squire. Splendid.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Lennox Brown. If your colleague wouldn't come down to dinner.
Yes, he's locked himself in his room, you know. Says he's going to stay there all week.
It's strange, isn't it? I understand he's got a shotgun in there with him.
Very odd, dear. Now, then, Squire, what was it you were wanting to tell me?
Ah, yes, it's about this airport business. Well, the villagers feel... they feel they've missed a chance. A chance to help the country, I mean.
Oh?
Well, to put it bluntly, we do want the new airport built here after all.
What? Well, good heavens, my dear fellow, last week you said you didn't. And anyway, I mean, what about the thingamabob clause in that what's his name act?
Oh, that, well, that doesn't really apply in this instance. No, paragraph 4D clearly states that the obligation on the Crown to restore conveyance is only applicable if the rateable value exceeds 2% of the compulsory purchase price.
Oh, yes. Hmm. Yes, I'd forgotten about that, yes. But I'm afraid it makes no difference now. No, plans are in hand. Other sites are being considered. Besides, you told me they didn't want it here.
Perhaps I did say they didn't. I admit I didn't say they did. But did I say they did say they didn't? Now, did I, eh?
I'd like to think about that for a moment, if you don't mind.
Yes, if you were to back out of your moral commitment now, there could be quite a fuss. Local papers, letters to our MP. There might well be some sort of inquiry.
A fuss, an inquiry, yes. Yes. Me. Oh, that's the last thing we want, isn't it? Yeah. Tricky. Very, very tricky.
Yes, very messy business. Mm. Give me the old straightforward way of settling a dispute every time. A wager between gentlemen.
A wager? Would we settle an important matter like this?
Easiest way.
Heads, we build the airport here. Tails, we don't.
No, just a minute, Alex Brown. There's a way we could get a bit of fun out of it. We could use the Bramble Bumstead games.
Use the game?
Yes. Why don't you put up one of your civil service chaps against one of our village lads? Winner to decide the better.
Oh, well, that would be most irregular, you see. And I... might be rather amusing, though.
Rather a short notice for you to get a contender by tomorrow, of course. It'll be a tough contest. A bit of sweat and strain.
Yes. Don't worry. I think I know just the chap.
You know, I'm rather glad you tempted me out for a walk, Ron. It is a nice day, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? Yes. I mean, I can't leave you locked in that stuffy room of yours, too. Yes, on today of all days. Yes, it's the games. It's afternoon, you know.
So it is. Yes. And you're presenting the prizes to the winner, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Jolly good.
You, you feeling fit, too?
A fit? Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, fine.
Good, good, yes. I thought it might be rather a nice gesture if we joined in the spirit of the thing, you know.
What thing?
Well, the Bramble Bumstead Games.
Oh, that? Yes, good idea.
What is?
To join in the spirit of the Bramble Bumstead Games.
What a good idea. You mean actually take part in one or two little events?
What? Well, perhaps I suppose so.
A sort of friendly challenge to the locals to show that we Londoners are as fit as they are.
Did I say that?
A splendid notion, too. Well done, my boy. Yes. Of course, it doesn't really need two of us, does it? No. To join in, I mean.
No, I suppose not. No. Which of us do you think it's me, isn't it?
Well, it was your idea, too.
Yes. No, wait a minute. What have I done? No, I'm not going to...
Besides, I'm giving the prize. I mean, I could hardly take part, could I? No. Good of you to volunteer.
Good afternoon, viewers. As you've probably gathered, I'm here in the long meadow at Bramble Bumstead, where TV for the first time covers the historic local games. Watt Muckett, champion for the last 7 years, has been challenged by a London athlete, Mr. Richard Lamb. Indeed, they're the only two competitors. At the moment, it's 2-1 to Muckett. In the archery contest, Lamb began by hitting a bull, but it turned nasty and chased him round the field. A clear win for Muckett, who also won the horseshoeing event. Lamb said afterwards he'd had trouble with the laces. The next two events are traditionally the 100-yard dash, followed by the all-in wrestling. Lamb won the dash with an amazing burst of speed. Indeed, he ran right past the post and some way up the road to London before being stopped. And now, it's all-in wrestling just about to begin. Lamb, by the way, weighed in at 9 stone 5 and Muckett at 18 stone. To help viewers distinguish between them, Muckett has a small brown mole on his shoulder. I believe it's a family pet. The gaily decked area at the ringside, by the way, is the Squire's box, where the Squire's entertaining top ministry executive Derek Lennox Brown. They're having quite a jolly party, as you can see. Well, there's the bell for the start of the contest, and Lamb has submitted. But the referee waves them on, and Muckett whirls Lamb round and round by his ankles. Aha! He's flung him out of the ring. And Muckett's after him, but Lamb tries a rather clever trick, groveling on the ground and screaming. But Muckett has flung him over the hedge into the rectory garden. Aha! Now he's chasing Lamb round the garden. Oh, he's caught him by the hollyhocks. Uh-huh. Oh, it's all over. The referee's disqualified Muckett for an unfair hold. So Lamb wins this event. And he's going over to the squire's box for a word.
Oh, well done, Sue. Well done indeed. You deserve to win, you know. You had him quite worried at one point.
I know. He thought he'd killed me. It's no use, man. I've had enough. I can't go on.
Oh, nonsense, too. Can't give in now. You're equal on points, and there's only one more event.
I don't care how...
Now, do you want that new hat stand for your office or not?
Well, yes.
Good. Well, then that's settled. Now, go and have a little lie down for a couple of hours. The next event's not till 6.
Well, as you've probably gathered, here we are back again at the Bramble Bumstead Games for the final event and this great pie-eating contest. It looks like a clear win for Richard Lamb. He's leading Muckett by 11 steak and kidneys. Aha! And it's all over. Muckett has given in. So Lamb is the winner of this event and champion of the Bramble Bumstead Games. And there he goes, striding off towards the refreshment tent. And the squire's gone over to have a word with the gallant loser, no doubt to give a word of cheer. I just wish you could hear what he's saying.
You useless oaf, Muckett. I've never seen such a poor performance.
Oh, sorry, squire. I did me best.
Nonsense, man. 2 steak and kidneys and half a shepherd.
Well, I can't understand it. I did far better at rehearsals this afternoon. Yeah, I got so nearly 30 points, then.
Rehearsals?
Oh. Yes. Well, a little idea of mine, actually, Squire, just to make sure things went smoothly during the actual event. Sent a note to all the contestants calling a rehearsal at 4 o'clock.
But the event started at 6.
And I were rehearsing on my own. That other fellow weren't there.
Not there? Oh, what a pity. He couldn't have got my note.
Why, you rogue, Lennox Brown.
Oh, nonsense, my dear chap. Lamb would have won anyway. Oh, I've seen him in the staff canteen guzzling away and going back for more.
Ah.
Natural glutton, Lamb is, you know. Why, only last year, he won a 10 and 6 penny postal order for eating 12 oranges in 10 minutes.
He won 10 and 6 pence?
Yes, it was the civil service staff dance, as I recall. 12 oranges. Didn't bother peeling half of them.
Then, he's a professional.
I beg your pardon?
If he's won a monetary prize for eating, it disqualifies him. Amateurs only in the Bramble Bumstead Games. It's always been that way.
What? Are you sure?
Absolutely. So my man wins that event and the games. And you build the airport here and pay the compensation.
Lamb, I call it a downright shame you getting disqualified like that.
Yes, Mildred, everyone said I deserved to win. And who knows what it might have led to. Perhaps even the honor of representing my country.
Oh.
That is, if they have pie-eating at the Olympic Games.
Anyway, they are building that airport at Bramble Bumstead, then.
Yes, Mildred, it turned out to be the ideal site. The locals are delighted with their compensation. Mr. Lennox Brown's been commended for his hard work in dealing with the matter, and I'm just about glad to be shot of the whole wretched business.
Ah, 2. Step into my office a minute, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a little job sent down from Mr. Gregory, too. They're building a motorway in Scotland, and they've got to demolish a fishing village.
Demolish a fishing village?
Yes, well, we'll have to go up, you see, and explain it all to the fishing folk. Well, that is to say, you'll be explaining it to the fishing folk. I have to square things with the local laird.
But just a minute, man. No, I...
Charming spot. Lots of quaint old local customs, according to this book. Raw herring contest?
Oh, no, not that.
Jock on the marlin spike?
Oh.
Can't imagine what that is. Yeah. And lots more.
Oh, yes, too. I know you're going to enjoy this trip. Have a good day.